Trying to curb the spread of the coronavirus is going to mean changing the way we do a lot of things. School, work, recreation, and worship. Around the world, holy sites are closing, ceremonies are getting rescheduled, religious festivals canceled. Naomi Zeveloff went to the Old City in Jerusalem to speak with people of faith about how they're getting on.
Fatih Jabari owns a little souvenir shop along a stone alleyway in the Old City. He says he's trying not to let the coronavirus outbreak disrupt his daily religious routine.
I'm going to the mosque every day.
You're going to Al-Aqsa?
Al-Aqsa Mosque, 4 or 5 times a day.
Even today?
Even today. But today we pray outside the mosque, in the yard, in the garden.
Al-Aqsa Mosque is one of the holiest places in the world for Muslims. On Sunday, the Islamic religious authorities there said the mosque would be closing to prevent the spread of the virus. People would have to worship outside the building instead. But Jabari says people are still kneeling down to pray, shoulder to shoulder, according to tradition. And he was wondering whether or not it would be okay to practice a little social distancing during prayers.
In Arabic, we call it haram or halal, or it's legal to do or not legal to do. Is it with the Islamic principles or without or against?
He says he's praying for an end to the virus and the people around the world who are being affected.
This coronavirus makes the world as a small village.
Down the corridor at the Western Wall, where Jews have prayed for many centuries, daily worship has also changed. Normally this time of year, the plaza in front of the Western Wall would be packed. The Jewish holiday of Passover starts in about 3 weeks. But people there now are being told by Israeli health authorities not to gather in groups larger than 10. The area is cordoned off into sections with yellow tape. I meet some Christian tourists who tell me all the restrictions have actually made their visit easier.
Just everywhere. We could get into any restaurant. We could drive anywhere we want to go. We could park anywhere. It's really like God has had favor on us because we have been one step ahead of everything.
Steve Bauckham is from Portland, Oregon. He says he's praying for those hurt by the coronavirus.
We are. We're saying prayers not only for ourselves, but actually for a nation. Nationally, we're praying for all the people across the world, for our brothers and sisters, and just all of mankind to literally be protected. We're asking for God's protection for all the people about this virus, and we believe that Jesus is the antidote to that.
In the separate section for women at the Western Wall, someone hands me a green piece of paper with a Jewish prayer against the virus. Then a bride shows up in a glittering wedding dress. Edith Tedgi says she knows about the coronavirus risks, but she had to come here on her wedding day to physically put her hands on the wall. She tells me, when you go to your father and ask him for something, you don't think he's going to do something bad to you. Because it's your father, you trust him and he loves you. Tedgi says only 10 people are attending her wedding ceremony now, down from the 400 she had planned on. And that's because of government orders. So who will be there? Her mother, Leora, says, Dad and Mom and God. The virus is making many people here cautious. Meir Shemtov is from Brooklyn. He relocated his family to Israel temporarily because he says Israel is doing a better job of combating the virus than the U.S. They're here to pray carefully.
Are you taking precautions like not touching the wall when you normally would have?
We would not touch a wall. We have my children are wearing gloves, but even then, because it lives on the gloves as well, we would... My daughter's not wearing gloves, but we're not going to touch the wall. I already told them we'll get close to the wall. I don't think we're going to we're not going to catch the disease by standing near the wall. But.
For Christians around the world, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is an important pilgrimage site. That's especially true now, because the holy places in Bethlehem are off limits due to the outbreak. Inside the entrance of the church, there's a stone slab that's said to be where Jesus' body was prepared before being placed in the tomb. Usually, people are crowded around here. Some even kiss the stone. Today, there's hardly anyone in sight. No one is kneeling in prayer. Nadine Pillay is with a group from South Africa leaving the church.
Would you want to say a few words? Is it changing what people... Are you here to... Are you Christians?
Yes, we are tourists.
You're tourists.
So it's definitely affecting our travel.
Yeah.
It's affecting us as tourists.
I guess it's because the locals are thinking that we all have the virus. And
really? What are you experiencing?
They're just paranoid.
Yeah, there's just so a lot of paranoia. And I guess it's because it's all over the news. Prayer, I don't think it's affecting prayer. We are just praying for it to stop, basically.
After we speak, the tourist group stops to slather their hands with antiseptic gel. Then Nadine turns back and asks me for a photo together. I tell her that's no problem, but suggest that we stand a few feet apart, thinking it's better to keep our distance in times like these. For The World, Naomi Zevoloff, Jerusalem.